Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book, In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Absolutely. I'm ready to roll.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. And remember, you can do so at all the usual podcast spots, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, Audible, Red Circle, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm talking with Julian Lennon. We're going to be hearing about his new record, Jude. It's a coming-of-age album consisting of, I guess you'd say, finally finished songs from throughout his life. Julian's going to tell us about why he thought he was done making albums, watching his father John Lennon in the Get Back film with his brother Sean, and how that led to the making of the LP, and legally swapping his names around. We're also going to discuss the environmental concerns heard within the lyrics, covering Snarky Puppy's Bill Lawrence, and his plans to release more songs in the near future. So let's get into it. We're talking Jude. It's Kyle Meredith with Julian Lennon.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
So I guess the compliments first. Jude, it's been such a fun time listening. It's a beautiful record. It seems like there's a lot of stuff going on. I guess the obvious place to start then is why was it time to write this album? And what did you want to say?
Well, firstly, you know, after the last album, Everything Changes, I thought that was it for me. I'd kind of had enough. I'd been in the business for over 30 years and I had other passions and pursuits that I wanted to follow, and you know, the children's books, the documentary work, photography, and the White Feather Foundation. So I was heavily deeply involved in all of those subjects, and how this came about very briefly was that I found a box of tapes that was sent to me from my ex-business manager from London. In there was reel-to-reel tapes of the first demos I'd ever made. So like Too Late for Goodbyes and Velotte. But the boxes went on and the tapes went on. And my dearest old friend, Justin Clayton, who co-produced the album with me, we decided to delve into these boxes and see if anything was savable, number one. Number two, if anything was in a good condition, if it was worth working on, or and we found a treasure trove. I mean, a true treasure trove. And so the first one we decided to attack, the first song, was Every Little Moment. And we found out, you know, that the tape was in great shape. And so literally we worked on it, updated the production a little bit. I threw some real drums on there and some real keys and re-sang the choruses, but it was ready to go. And I went, all right, this is a good start. So it wasn't really a process. There was no, you know, real plan to do another album. So I continued through this process and, you know, found songs from 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, up until a few years ago. And in between all of this was kind of writing at the same time. So I was starting to build up a good collection, and I'd had a run-in with the head of BMG, Hartwig, who said, Jules, album. And I said, listen, I don't think it's time for an album, because I think in this world, with how music is put out there, I'm not sure if I want to do an album. You know, maybe a couple of singles or a couple of EPs here and there. Less pressure, I can breathe. But at the end of the day, after having about 10, 11 songs, I just went, you know what? This sounds like an album. So, you know, I just went, okay, all right. And off we go, you know, and that's what it was. And, you know, there's obviously more behind the title of why that all came about, et cetera, et cetera. But all I can say in short is that it was a coming of age kind of album, listening to all the work and basically almost the same sentiment and emotions going through the years of looking in the mirror and, you know, kind of going, who am I? What am I doing? Am I happy? Am I not happy? How do I find peace and balance in my life and focus, purpose, blah, blah. And all of this, especially during COVID as well, and lockdown, which was severe here. So that was part and parcel of it. Also, the fact that, you know, Get Back had just been around as well. And Sean and I had seen Dad, you know, in that film for together. And it was, for me, it was magical, because I fell in love with Dad again. You know, I think Sean too, because he displayed, yeah, actually who he was back in the day, you know, when I was a kid. And so it was great seeing him being, you know, goofy, cynical, smart ass, talented, clever, witty, you know, the list goes on. And so, you know, looking at that relationship and Paul, and then doing the NFTs with the Hey Jude arrangements, the list goes on. And it just, for me, just made sense to call it Jude. And it was, again, this coming of age of just saying, you know, you can ask me anything now. You know, I've been through it all. And it's, for me, it's a different world. But one of the key things that really pushed it over the edge was that legally, in my passport, you know, my given name is John Charles Julian Lennon. And I'd had an issue with that all my life because, you know, everybody called me Julian. But the John thing really became a real issue for me with airports and security and this. And I, you know, people would look at my passport and they wouldn't always recognize me and go, John Lennon, ha, that's funny. You know, and the quips and the comments over many, many years tend to get to you when you are Julian. So by deed poll in 2020, of course, just before COVID, I became Julian. I switched the John and Julian around. So I still respected my parents' wishes with the names, but so now I'm Julian Charles John Lennon. So for me, becoming Julian, finally, becoming Jules, becoming Jude, was a real thing. You know, it was taking the weight off my shoulders somewhat, you know, and that also related to Hey Jude and Paul's lyrics as well. So it was all a bit of a mad jigsaw puzzle that kind of weirdly worked. And it worked organically. It wasn't like this was contrived. It was just, oh, okay, well, that kind of works with that. And that makes sense for that. Voila. And now we're here.
Now we're here. And we'll be right back right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Julian Lennon.
It almost puts it in a bit more of a context because the first words that we hear are save me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beginning of it. And it's interesting to hear that, you know, these songs weren't written. I mean, they came from so many different time periods, but
yeah.
Did you think about it in an album form in that way? Like, do those two words with the context maybe of what you're already saying right here, how do they set the record up?
Well, you know, Save Me, the idea behind Save Me, and Save Me was a new one, relatively new one in the past 5 years. Again, it was all about looking in the mirror and reiterating the fact that, you know, if we do want change in our lives in any capacity, it's us that has to make the changes. It's that simple. So it was reflective of that notion and that concept and that emotion that I thought it was a good idea. It felt right to set the album up in that regard, because most of the songs deal with some element of our emotions in that regard, whether it's love or loneliness or confusion or doubt or anxiety. The list goes on, you know. And I certainly know that most people I know deal with all of those issues to some degree. So it to me, it just felt like the perfect song to get things started, you know. And so far, so good, you know.
Well, and then on the other side of that, from the personal to the global, I mean, Lucky Ones, of course, the big first radio single, which we're already spinning over here at WFPK. And to look at that
thank
from
you.
Yeah, well, it was an easy thing to do, honestly. That
thank
was an
you.
Easy
thank
yes
you.
Right there. It's a powerful song, and especially what we're all dealing with right now environmentally. I mean, I know that's, you know, big on your plate as well, something you think
sure.
about. Like, and for this, I think to come at a time when this bill is about to pass here, which is like not exactly enough, but still the biggest environmental package that the country
yeah.
has ever seen. I mean, I'm guessing you've been watching that as well.
I've been seeing some of it. I mean, little time to watch anything these days except other people's faces that I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, listen, it's a great start. You know, it's a good start without question. But that doesn't mean we can relax in any way, shape, or form. There's still problems every day. We're still struggling with so much, but it's really a good beginning, and it's about time. It really is. I mean, it's taken forever to get anything done. More of that, please. More help is needed, especially from governments around the world.
Well, that's what I like about the interesting sentiment about Lucky Ones too. Is like, because it's sort of that question, like, is there time or did we cross the line? Right.
Oh, yeah.
But there seems to be the hope in the song, which, you
always.
Know, you didn't have to
always.
Go towards.
There has to be. There has to be hope. Otherwise, we're all doomed, you know. I've been sitting on that bench as well on occasion. You know, I've been thoroughly depressed at times. I mean, proper depressed and anxious and fearful of where we are, where we stand, and on a personal level, too. But the issue with that is it gets you nowhere. That's the problem. So you have to think optimistically. You have to be hopeful. You have to will it to work, will things to change, and obviously be part of that. And I whatever medium I'm involved in, I'm certainly trying to do that to make this world a better place in one way, shape or another for all of us, you know. I mean, it really originally came from working with the indigenous tribes and cultures in Australia and then South America and also in Africa too. So it's when you see their lives and what they've been through and what we have and what we're throwing away, it's just bonkers, you know. And, you know, I know this sounds stupid, but you know, we've been around for thousands of years and we still can't get it right. It's ridiculous. I'm ashamed, to be honest with you. Ashamed.
Yeah.
We should be doing a much better job. We could be all living in paradise, but no. Why? Why would we want that? So anyway, onwards and upwards, hope must be included.
Well, I appreciate you, the work that you do with that. And I'll point out, you know, you even did the children's book last year with the Morning Tribe that came out. And the Netflix documentary Kiss the Ground about soil regeneration. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that you're still putting in the work with all of this, and the way it's reflected in the arc too. I mean, even the final song with the Gaia, which beautiful, almost like this Broadway-esque. I mean, it's so different than the rest of the record too. It's really a great finale.
Thank you. I thought it was a good closing piece. You know, it wasn't initially included. It was a last minute addition to the album that just came about. Again, through things happening organically. I mean, the song was actually originally written by a guy called Bill Lawrence, who's part of a band called Snarky Puppy, whom I love, instrumental jazz band on crack, basically. And anyway, he and I did some work together, and I asked him to re-record this song of his. And because I kept hearing it a different way. And I kept hearing a French voice on it, something like the old 30s, 40s, 50s radio or TV. And literally I was scrolling through socials and I hear this voice and I'm going, that's her. That is her. I wrote to her. She lives 20 minutes away. How is that possible?
Wow.
I mean, if that isn't insane, then I don't know what is. Anyway, one thing led to another. The song turned out the way it did, but it was kind of an introduction because I write a lot of that kind of stuff, but it's never had an outlet before. I mean, a lot of the music on many of the albums, there is, you know, they're quite filmic, I guess. What would another way of describing it? You know, they're kind of quasi-film score, but a lot of instrumental stuff. And there's a lot of that in the boxes that I found too. So, you know, there's about another 100, maybe more songs and ideas in those boxes. So without even thinking about it, my work's cut out for me. So I don't know about how many albums or albums in the future, but certainly for those who are interested, there'll be, I'll be throwing stuff out there of all kinds of nature, you know, whether that's even a lot of, I was considering also, you know, EPs of pop stuff, real pop stuff that I wrote back in the day that are still good. But a lot of the songs that you hear on this album were also songs that I love, but just didn't sit right on previous albums or previous projects in song, you know. So that's, I'm happy to have been able to bring them all together on this one. Bit of a weird one, but it works. So, you know, go with the flow. That's all I can say.
Well, it's an absolutely great creation. I cannot wait to hear more. I'm so happy to hear there's more in the tank. And but in the meantime, thank you for Jude. It's a great record. And Julian, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. This has been such a pleasure.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you. Sorry for waffling on too much. You got to tell me to shut up sometimes, you know.
That's exactly what we're here for. I'm here to hear you waffling on. So thank you for that. All right.
My pleasure.
And my thanks to Julian Lennon. Again, the brand new record is called Jude. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the full series. You get 3 interviews a week, new ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, anywhere in podcast land. That does include iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, Audible, Red Circle, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also find me on the old social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
That's- That's what I say these days.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.